This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. By now, his name is becoming familiar, Anwar Awlaki. He's the U.S.-born radical imam who lives in Yemen. He's been linked to the Fort Hood shooting and the attempted bombing of a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day. He has just released a new message on the Internet, and as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, Awlaki is calling on Muslims in America to choose between their religion and their country.
Awlaki's latest audio message is nothing if not blunt.
To the Muslims in America, I have this to say. How can your conscience allow you to live in peaceful coexistence with a nation that is responsible for the tyranny and crimes committed against your own brothers and sisters?
That excerpt, first obtained by CNN, is only the beginning. U.S. intelligence officials confirm the tape's authenticity, and they tell NPR this is the first time that Awlaki has taken direct aim at the U.S. and tailored his message to Muslims here. The way they see it, Awlaki is now combining his old strength as a propagandist with what they believe is his new role with al-Qaeda, recruiting for terrorist attacks. Awlaki, who was born in the U.S. and lived here for 21 years, goes on to identify with American Muslims.
I was a preacher of Islam involved in nonviolent Islamic activism. However, with the American invasion of Iraq and continued U.S. aggression against Muslims, I could not reconcile between living in the U.S. and being a Muslim. And I eventually came to the conclusion that jihad against America is binding upon myself just as it is binding on every other able Muslim.
Binding on every other able Muslim. In other words, in his view, Muslims in the U.S. must choose Islam over America. In another part of the tape that was not released, intelligence officials say Awlaki called on his followers to make jihad as American as apple pie and as English as afternoon tea. The idea that jihad could become so common has authorities worried. Among their concerns, the possibility that Awlaki could be finding followers among the 50,000 Americans now living in Yemen. FBI Director Robert Mueller said as much on Capitol Hill yesterday.
We're attempting to identify those persons. We're also attempting to identify persons who were radicalized by Awlaki or others overseas, radicalized to the point where they want to undertake terrorist attacks in the United States.
And that list of people willing to commit attacks is growing. There is the suspected Fort Hood shooter, Major Nidal Hassan. There were 18 emails between him and Awlaki before that incident last year. And the young Nigerian accused of trying to blow up Northwest Flight 253 on Christmas Day, he actually trained with Awlaki in Yemen. The Nigerian discovered Awlaki's videos on the web. Mueller said in his view, the use of the Internet in recruitment is the most dangerous wrinkle in all of this.
Everybody will tell you that the Internet, the influence of the Internet, not just in radicalization, but moving from radicalization to organization, to undertaking terrorist attacks, is the greatest, most serious phenomenon that has resulted, I believe, in many of the radicalization cases we've seen in the United States.
Just this month, a New Jersey man picked up as a suspected al-Qaeda recruit in Yemen actually told authorities that he went there hoping to meet and train with Awlaki. He'd found Awlaki's sermons, like the one just released, on the Internet. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.